כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this is our last shiur before Chanukah. And my minhag is for all these years that when we approach Yemei Chag, Yemei Moed, special days, special times, then we dedicate the shiur to Inyan HaYoma. So this week's shiur and next week's shiur will deal with sugyas associated with Chanukah. It is interesting that the Rambam dedicated two prokim to Chanukah, and that is Perek Gimel and Perek Daled of Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah. So the Rambam put together Purim and Chanukah. They have so much in common. Both are Yemei Zekoron, Yemei Chag, Midrabbonan Lezeichen Nisim Shenasu Bizman Beis Hamikdash Bizman Bayis Sheni. And the Rambam dedicated the first two prokim to Hilchos Megillah. Perek Gimel Daled is Chanukah. But what is especially interesting is Perek Gimel is all the halachas of Hallel, while Perek Daled is Hadlokas HaNer. And it is interesting, you know, if it would be up to me, and Baruch Hashem, it wasn't and it isn't up to me, if it would be up to me, I probably would put Hilchos Chanukah into Sefer Ahava of the Rambam, together with Hilchos Kriya Shema, Hilchos Tefillah, and Hilchos Brachos, because after a Hallel is a form of Tefillah. It is Hallel Hoidoya. So to me it would be seem most natural to put the Dinam of Hallel in Sefer Ahava together with Kriya Shema, Tefillah, and Brachos. But the Rambam decided differently, and the Rambam puts all the halachas of Hallel in Sefer Hazmanim in Hilchos Chanukah. And obviously what this conveys is that the essence of Yemei Chanukah is Hallel. As we say in the Tefillah of Bar HaNisim, V'kavu Shmonis Yemei Chanukah Elu Lehoidois U'Lehallel. So today, in the mind, in the attitude of every Jew, what is Chanukah about? Hadlokas HaNer, Ner Chanukah, seems to be secondary. The essence of Chanukah, the neshama of Chanukah, is Hallel. And that is why the Rambam not only put all the halachas of Hallel, well, Hallel said not only Chanukah, Sholosh Regalim, we say Hallel, but all the halachas of Hallel are in Hilchos Chanukah. So obviously what this means is that the mahus, the essence of Chanukah, is Hallel v'Hoidoya. And an additional comment is that Rambam puts Dine Hallel before Dine Hadlokas HaNer. Perek Gimel is Hallel, Perek Daled is Hadlokas HaNer. So obviously, yes, the mitzvah, the practical mitzvah, is Hadlokas HaNer and Persum HaNisa, but Hallel is no less important. It is the essence of Yemei Chanukah. So bearing in mind that we will have two shiurim on Chanukah this week and next week, this week we're going to discuss Hallel Vahidoya, and next week, I still didn't decide which sugya, but some sugya that is associated with the mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNer and Persumei Nisa. In my svarim, in a few different sources, I spoke at great length about the mitzvah of Hallel. It is in Minchas Sosho and Devorim, once again Minchas Sosho Chelik Beis Moyadim. And what I had to write about Hallel, I wrote Dafke in the section on Purim, not in the section of Chanukah. But today I want to discuss actually two different topics. Hallel v'Hoidoya. Two different topics that are somewhat associated, but not actually the same. Number one, recently I was asked, not the first time, a question about Hilchos Hallel. If a person said Hallel, b'yomim shegoimrim es ha-Hallel, sometimes we say only a partial Hallel, and that is Chol HaMoed Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. But in those days in which we say the entire Hallel, and a person said Hallel and he skipped one word, was he Yotze or not? Does he need to repeat and say Hallel over again, or b'diyeved he was Yotze? So the Mishnah Berurah paskens Tov Peches Siv Koten Beis, and further elaborates in Shar Tzion, Siv Koten Beis, and Siv Koten Gimel. that if you skipped one word, you were not Yoitza. And the source of the Mishnah Berurah is Megillah Yud Zayin. The Gemara says, just in the Mishnah, we learn Megillah Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, HaKodesh HaMegillah LeMefreya Lo Yotzo. If a person reads the Megillah not in the right sequence, he reads a later pasuk before he reads the earlier one, Lo Yotzi Yedecha Vosa. You need to read the Megillah Kefi HaSeder. And the Gemara says, V'chein B'Halel. Halal has the same rule. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so Halal and Megillah have the same halachas, and just like a Megillah Sester, if you skipped one word, you weren't Yoitza, the same applies to Halal. And for many years, this Mishnah Berurah is a Teima B'yainai, and Ketalmid Kotten Hadan Lefnei Rabbeisav HaGadolim B'Karaka, to me, seems differently. And I think if a person skips a word in Halal, he was Yoitzi Yedei Chayvosai. Who am I even to doubt the Mishnah Berurah? The Mishnah Berurah is the most significant Sefer Halacha, probably in the past 100 years or so, or maybe even more than that. So, Torahi, V'Lilmed HaNitzorech. And as I will mention towards the second half of today's Shia, Matzosi Tana de Misayeli. So let me share with you what I think about this question. So the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, you skipped one word, you weren't Yoitzi Yedei Chayva, and you need to say Halal again. And all Sifre Halikut Vapsak of our generation, they all bring the Mishnah Berurah as Halacha Psuka. One of the excellent Svarim on Hilchas Tefillah is Ishei Yisroel. And Ishi Yisrael, I think it's Perek Mem Alef Sif Lamed Aled Ha'ora Ayin Gimel, quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes no other opinion, and he writes, if you said Halal, B'yomim Shigoyim L'Masal, he skipped one word, you need to repeat, say Halal again, with a brocha. And to me, I don't think so. So let me explain my feeling and my opinion. First of all, I think it's Muchach Lehedi in the Tur, if you skipped a word, you were Yoitza. So the Torah brings this discussion twice. Tov Peches in Hilchas Pesach, Tov Reish Mem Daled in Hilchas Sukkah. So Pesach and Sukkah, we say Halal. First day Pesach, Goyim Remesah Halal. Sukkah, every day we say Halal Sholem. And the Torah brings the Machlokes between the Rosh Hashanah Beinu Maram Rotenburg. So the Torah paskins, Yomem Shegoyim Remesah Halal, we say Asher Kedusholem Bevzoyis Retzionu, Ligmoire Sahalel. The Meir Rotenburg, the Maram Rotenburg says, no, we should never say Ligmoire Sahalel, because if you say Ligmoire Sahalel, Ve'im Chiser, Ois Achas, O Teva Achas, have a Brocha Levatole. If you say Ligmoire Sahalel, then you need to finish the entire Halal. And that is why, if you say Ligmoire Sahalel and you skip the word, it's a Brocha Levatole. And therefore, we always say, Likroi es ha-halem. The Rosh says, even if you say ligmar, it doesn't matter. The brucha doesn't alter, doesn't change the halachas. Ligmar es ha-halem means you need to say the entire halal, but it doesn't mean that if you skipped a word or a letter, you weren't yoitze. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in accordance to the Torah. Tov reish mem daled, ligmar es ha-halem. The Ramot of Peches Paskins, like Maram Rotenberg. No, we always say Likrois. The Nusach we say is Likro es HaHalal. So to me it seems clear as daylight. Me'ikar din Halal, if you skip the word, you're Yoitza. The entire argument between the Rosh and Maram Rotenberg is, does that halacha change if you say Ligmoir es HaHalal? According to Maram Rotenberg, it does. Because if you say Ligmar Sahala, then you need to be Goymer. And that is why one should not say Ligmar. Because it is very common that you skip a word or even a letter, and we don't want to get into a situation in which you need to say the Halal again. And that's why one should not say Ligmar Sahala. There are more Paskins, and that is the opinion of the Tur and the Rosh. Even if you say Ligmar Sahala, it doesn't change the din. And Ligmar Sahala doesn't necessarily mean that you need to say the entirety of Halal and not skip anything. So this proves clearly that if you skip a word, you don't have to repeat the Halal. The Mishnah Brura, Shara Tzin Sivkot and Gemel, Tov Peches, that I quoted before, does bring the tour. He doesn't speak at length, but he does bring the Loshen of Merame Rotenberg as quoted in the tour. And I think the Shara Tzin wants to explain Lishitosai. His psak is, if you skip the word, you need to repeat the halal. Doesn't matter what the Nusach HaBroch is, whether you say Likros HaHalal or Ligmanis HaHalal. So his pshat, the Maram Rotenberg, is, if you say Ligmanis HaHalal, and you didn't properly pronounce one of the words, lo alfi digduk, then if you say Ligmar, it's a Broch HaLevetola. If you say Likro, it's not a Broch HaLevetola. But that doesn't fit in with the Loshen of the Tur. The Tur, Kosav b'mefurash. If you say Ligmar Saharal, im chiser os achas oteva achas, brochosoi levatola, im chiser. Chiser doesn't mean lo dik dik b'oisi oiseo. Chiser means if you skipped. And therefore, mavur lehedye b'tur. Both opinions in Tur, both of Maram Rotomek and the Rosh. If you skip word in Harel, you were Yoitze Yedei Choyva. I also think it's quite obvious in the Mugan Avraham. The Mugan Avraham is a metaphor based on the Mechaber brings. Hakodesh Halal Mafreya Lo Yotzo. And then I'm right. Ve'im Torah, Choyzen Amokam Shato, Ve'goy Merad Asoif. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nyud explains. Very poshet, Hakodesh Mafreya Lo Yotzo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, not the Mishnah Berurah, the Mugan Avraham Sifkot Nyud. He explains that I'm Im Torah, V'dileg posuk. You can't just insert that posuk wherever you're standing. You need to go back to that posuk and from there add a soif. Otherwise, it is koyle l'mafreya shalo yotzi lech l'posuk. And I ask, why does the Mugan Avraham say im dileg posuk? Why doesn't he say if we skip the word? If it's the same. This proves once again, no, if you skip a word, you don't need to say again Hallel. But if you skipped an entire posuk, then you skipped Shevach, you skipped Hallel, you skipped Hoidoya, and you need to say it again. But if you skip one word, and it doesn't really alter or change the meaning, and it doesn't diminish the Hallel, the Hoidoya, the praise, then that is why the Mugan Avraham says, Im Dilek Posuk, and he doesn't say Im Chiser. So this is a Hargosh in the Mugan Avraham, but my raya is primarily the tour. What is fundamentally the question? What is the question? Let me explain this. It's a certain paradox. On one hand, Kriya Shema Mikra Megillah. If you skip a word, you weren't Yoitza, and you need to re-say Kriya Shema and re-say Mikra Megillah. Minchas Osher and Purim, I wrote about Kriyas Parsha Zohar, and I quoted Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, if you didn't hear the entire Kriya, but if you heard the essence of the Kriya, and the word you skipped is not essential, then you're Yoitza. And my opinion is differently. I think Kriyas Zohar is like Kriya Shema, it is like Kriyas HaMegillah. Skipped one word, you're not Yoitza. But on the other hand, Tfilim Berchus Amozen, if you skip the word, of course you are Yoitzim. As long as you're not Mishalim Emet Be'eshet Tovu Chachom Emberim Brochis. If the Siyam of Brocha is proper, and the essence of the Brocha you said, skip a word you don't have to say again. So what is the difference between Megillah and Kriya Shema on one hand, Tfilim Berchus Amozen on the other? Let me share with you my understanding. There's a difference between Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, number one, is Kriya. And what do we need to read? Parsha Mesuyemes in Torah. Whether it's Parsha Lashoyne, Parsha Shnei, or Gimel Parshis. But it is clearly defined. What is the mitzvah? Lekro Parsha Shema. The same with Mikra Megillah. Kriya Shema Diuraisa Megillah Derabonon. But essentially it's the same. Number one, the mitzvah is Kriya. And what are we supposed to read? Clearly defined Megillas Esther. And that is why I think Parsha Zohar is the same. The mitzvah is Kriya. And what do we need to read? Parsha Samorak at the end of Parsha Ki Seitze. So this is the Tzad HaShoveh between the three. The mitzvah is reading Likroi Parsha Mesuyemes that has clearly defined what is Miyuchad, what is the essence of this Parsha. Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon are different. The mitzvah of Tefillah is Lehispalel. The mitzvah of Berachas HaMazon is Levorech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMazon. It's not Kriya Ba'alma. It is Tefillah, it is Bracha. What is the formula? Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were metaken. Nusach HaTefillah, Nusach Berachas HaMazon. It's not fixed. It's not clearly defined. The mitzvah is to bench. The mitzvah is to daven. So even though Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were menaseich, they'd formulate Nusach HaTefillah, Nusach Berachas HaMazon, but words aren't ma'akev. Only the essence is ma'akev. And I think that is the difference between the mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Mesuyemes. If you left out one word, you didn't read the Parsha. Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon are different. It is not Kriya. It is more than Kriya. It is more profound than Kriya. It is Lehoides Ulehalel. It is not Lehoides Ulehalel, but Lehispalel and Levorech Al HaMazon. So even though Chazal did formulate a Nusach, but words aren't ma'akev. And this brings us to a fundamental question. Is Halal more similar to Kriya Shema, Mikra Megillah, Parsha Zohar, or is Halal more similar to Tefillah and Berachas HaMazon? On one hand, the Nusach HaBaruch is Likroyes HaHalal, but it is clear that the essence of the mitzvah is not Kriya. The essence of the mitzvah is Halal V'Hoidoyah, to thank and express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Nusach? So instead of Chazal coming along and being metaken and formulating a Nusach, for some reason Chazal said, we don't need a new Nusach. These are the Pirkei Tehillim that essentially are Tehillas Hashem. Those are the ones with which you're mekayim the mitzvah of Halel. So on one hand, it is a clearly defined Parsha, or Parshios in Sefer Tehillim. And that would be similar to Kriya Shema, Parsha Zohar, Kriyas Megillah. But my opinion is no, it's not similar to them. The Nusach HaBaruch might be Lekroyes Lahal, but the essence of the mitzvah is Lehoidois Ulehalel. Like Tefillah is Lehispalel, Berachas HaMazon, Levorechas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al HaMazon, Lehoidois Ulehalel, Besimchas HaChag, or Kishenasu Nisim LeYisrael. And the text is also not, it wasn't born as Halel, it was born as Tehillim. And therefore, in my opinion, when Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle say, you need to say these Pirkei Halel Shebetehillim, it is as if they were metaken anusach, and words are not ma'akev. Kach ner la'anius da'iti. So we proved our argument from the Tur, Remez in the Mogen Avraham, but I did try to explain what was the Mishnah Berurah's Hashkofa in his track and why I would think differently. According to the Mishnah Berurah, obviously Halal is similar to Kriya Shema, to Mikra Megillah. We need to read the Halal. And it is not a new formula, but Parsha Shebetehillim. What's the difference between Parsha Shebetehillim and Psukei Parshios HaTehillim? But I think it is different. It is different. Because the mitzvah of Halal is Lahoides and Halal. The Tehillim is just a formula, and it's a formula that was nitkan in later generations. Kriya Shema, Mishah Shenitna Mitzvah was clear what you need to read. Mikra Megillah the same. Parsha Zohar the same. I think the mitzvah to say Halal and what to say two different times, and therefore Mistavet Fei. It's like Tefillah, Berachas HaMazon, and even if you skip the word, you don't need to say Halel again. And this brings us to the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban Shoyrish Aleph in the Shroshei HaHagdoma to Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Rambam brings Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos paskins, he doesn't paskin. Halachas Gedolos counts Halel in the minyan of Taryag. And the Rambam understands Halachas Gedolos. This proves that according to the Baal Halachas Gedolos, Rav Yehudai Gaon, Halel is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Rambam wonders, how could a mitzvah d'oraisa be to say Pirkei Tehillim that came at a much later stage in history? So how could it be a mitzvah d'oraisa to say Tehillim? That's the argument of the Rambam. So the Ramban has a two-pronged approach. Number one, the Ramban says, Derech HaBahag Limno Yisgab Mitzvahs Derabbonam. The Bahag includes a minyan atariyag, some mitzvahs Derabbonam Derabbonam. So we cannot prove from the Bahag that his opinion is that Halal is a Dioraisa. But the Ramban also says, Halal could be a Dioraisa. The Afar Pikan, the mitzvah in the Torah is Lahal, Lahalal, Lahoidois. David the Melech was metaken Pirkei HaHalel. If not for the Ramban, I would say, no, David the Melech said to Tehillim, it is Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, thousands of years later, that said, those Pirkei Tehillim are all about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, that would be the mitzvah of Allah. So I try to explain why Lishitose, even in Sevora, Mistavet Fei, that a word or two words are not Me'akev b'di'eved kach nera boru v'poshu. So first I proved my point from the tool. We brought the Mugen Avraham, and I did explain both different hashkofes, why each of them, l'kesh asma, would be valid, but I do lean far more strongly to what seems to me to be a rhyme for us from the tour, the Russian Maram Rutenburg, that if you skip a word, you are Yoitza Yedei Choyva, and words would not be Ma'akev. Who am I even to think about being Choylek and the Mishnah Brura? But I feel this very, very strongly. V'ma Ma'oid Sumachti. When I found that Tana de Masieli and the Prima Godim, Tov Peches, Mishpat Seizov, Siv Kotn Aleph, clearly says that if you skipped a word in Halal, you were Yoitze Yedei Choyvosoi B'diyeved. And it is interesting the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote the Prima Godim, but the Prima Godim is clear. One is Yoitze B'diyeved. Even if you skipped a word of Halal. Now the Mishnah Berurah, his entire case is based, the Gemara is Medama Halal to Megillah. But in reality, the Gemara is not Medama Halal to Megillah, only in the din of Koire Limafreya. So why would we assume that Halal is similar to Megillah also if you skip a word? I just explained what is the difference between Kriyas Megillah and Halal. Kriyas HaMegillah is Kriya, and the Megillah is clearly defined. Halal is different. The mitzvah is Lahoidus HaLahalal, and the mitzvah came far before the Takana, which prokem Eich Lahoidus HaLahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I think they're not the same. But I have a big pill on the Mishnah Berurah. He writes that Megillah Yud Zayin is more that Halal has the same halachas as Megillah. The Mishnah speaks only about Megillah, according to Mefreya LaYotza. And the Gemara says, V'chein b'halal, v'chein b'kishma, v'chein b'tfilom. So if Chazal compare Halal to Megillah, they also compare Tfilah to Megillah. And by Tfilah, it's clear that skipping a word is not ma'akev. You are Yotza even if you skip the word. So, what is the difference between V'chein b'halal and V'chein b'tfilom? This proves beyond doubt that the only comparison and dimion between Halal and Megillah is only Lagabe Koyre LaMefreya. And that is the common denominator between Megillah and Halal and Kriya Shema and Tefillah. In all these mitzvahs, Koyre LaMefreya lo yotzo, but they're not similar. They do not have the same din regarding Chisar Teva Achaz. Because by Tefillah it's clear that he's Yoitza, by Kriya Shema it's clear that he's not Yoitza. Halal, somewhere in between, and in my opinion, you are Yoitza. And that is what the Mishpat Seizov, the Prima Godim, clearly says in Sifkot Nalef, as I quoted. So what would be my psak halacha l'maisa? I would say yesh lahachmer k'dishabrur mishnaburi. You need to say halal again, but without a bracha, because sofek brachas lekula. And this brings us to question number 2 in today's shir. Twice in Shechanu Chorachayim, Kuf Pei Zayin, and once again, Tuf Reish Pei Beis, we find in the Ramo. If a person forgot to say Halal and Berchas HaMozayin, when it comes to the Horachamons, he should say, Hu Rachamon, Hu Yaselin, and Nusim, and Afroes, Kishem, Shashis, and Abbasaini, Beyom Amein, Bezman Azeh, Beyomein, Matasiwa, Bin Yochen, Koen Gol, Chashmein, Oa, Vornav. Pchor Shor, that's a great Tvua Shor, Pchor Shor, Shabbos Chofal of Wonders. How do we daven a Kodesh Baruch Hu should make nisim? It's against the Gemara and Brochas Dav Samech. So the Mishnah says, "Woy mehiros and shetelid ishti zochor hareizet tefilas shav." The Gemara asks, "Why is it a tefilas shav?" It happened at least once in history. Leah had a 7 child. She knew Baruch Hakodesh. It is one of the Shvotim, and she pleads with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. She doesn't want to hurt Rachel's feelings anymore, and the Zohar was nefech in a cave, and that is how Dina came to be. So the Gemara asks, it's possible, it happened once, so why not daven? Ein maskir en ma'ase nisim. We don't daven for miracles. So ask the Bechor Shor, how could you say, Arachamon, hu yaseh lono nisim v'neflois? I do not recall whether this is the Tvuah Shor, but some of the great Achorin differentiate between an S that is above and beyond the realm of natural phenomena, of laws of nature, like Kriyas Yamsuf, like so many other nisim, Pach HaShemen. And these nisim, we don't mispal, we don't daven, en maskir nasa nisim. That a fetus started off as a zocha, and then he became an akeva the other way around, that's an ace. That is something we can't explain in biology. And in an ace of that nature, we are not misparal. But Rabban Biyamatim, Geborim Biyat Chaloshim, is unlikely, it's uncommon, but it could happen. It's not supernatural phenomena. And in that ace, we could be misparal. Yeshua Siankev, Tofresh Pei Beis, has a different interpretation. With a touch of pilpul, because the Yerushankov was a big mefalpul. And he says the difference is between an Eshel Yochid and an Eshel Rabbi. And why is that? When a person is zeichet to a miracle, menaken loy mizchu yoysov, it has a price. It has a price. So if it's an Eshel Yochid, why lose out schar mitzvah? That is the reason ein maskir en mas enisim. But if it's a nice shenas el rabim, and people will be inspired, people will see the miracle, people will start believing in Hashem, yotzef seiro bischodoi. On one hand, menachem leim ischoi, so on the other hand, schoroi harbe miyoi, in the merit of the kiddush Hashem that he is doing. And therefore, it's like a trade-off. Hava mechashav hefsed mitzvah keneged, hefsed aveira keneged mitzvah. And therefore, you lose on one hand, but you're getting on the other hand, and that is why we could be mispala for an Eshel Rabim. So let me share with you my opinion and my thought about this kasha. And I really think kushim ikora leiso. There's a difference between a personal miracle, a personal nes, which one should not daven for. But when we daven shakodesh bochu yasalanu nisim kishem shosisul avuseinu biyom ameim bezman hazeh, those that were miracles that proved to the entire world Hashem hu Elohim, those are the miracles that we are to remember, and we should never forget for a moment. We have a mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year, morning and evening, and once a year we have the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. We are to remember the Nisim of Hanukkah and Purim. And in Yemei Hanukkah and Purim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for these Nisim. These Nisim brought about Kiddush Shem Shemayim Ba'olamoy, and that is Tachlis HaBriyah. We daven every day, many times every day, Yizgadel V'Yizgadel Shemei Rabo, Amen Ovel. and I say 15 Kedeshim every day and more than that. So, Nisim Keshem Shenasel Avosein, of course we ask for, and we should ask for, because every Jew hopes and prays and aspires and dreams about a world in which a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king, a world in which everyone ki ayin ba'ayin yiru, and everybody should recognize Malchus Shemayim. So when we daven Urachamo Niyasalonu Nisim v'nefrois k'shem she'osisu l'avoseinu, of course we daven she is gadel v'yeskadei shemei rabu, and that's the tachlis of all the Nisim. 1,000 times I spoke about the Ramban. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Boy, when the Ramban comes to explain why is it important that we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Ramban writes, "Minanisim agadolim v'mifrusom amodem moide benisim anestorim shehem yisod kol haTorah kulo she'en lanu chelik b'Torah Moishat sheneida shekol dvoreinu v'mekreinu hem nisim ein behem teva v'minhogoy shel olam." We need to recognize that the greatest nes is nature. Nature. Hanisim hanistorim. Anisecho nefrasecho shebechol yoyim imono erev uvoiker v'tzohorayim. Those are the greatest nisim. And that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal performed supernatural nisim, miraculous events that we are to remember throughout the ages. We should appreciate the concealed nisim. Nisim hanistorim. Shehem yisod kol haTorah kulo. What is an ace? In Tanakh, an ace usually is a banner, a flag. Kinsoin ace horim teruach eskoya shoifatishmo. Veson ace lekabetz guli yoseinu. But in popular Lashon Kodesh, and also in our tefillas, an ace is supernatural phenomena, a miracle. Ala nisim va'ala niflois. Neflois haim nisim. And many years ago I explained, these two pshotim, these two interpretations are not two sides of the same coin. Shnayim shehem echod. Every nes is a degel, is a banner, is a flag. What do people do with flags? A flag symbolizes sovereignty, control. Each and every one of the nations represented in the United Nations has a unique flag. No two countries have the same flag. Lahavdil elef alfi avdolois. The shevotim, each shevet, Yud Beis Shevotim, had a degel, had a flag. And where do you put that flag? On the highest turret. The flag flies on governmental buildings, on the fortress. The flag cries out to the world, Yesh Manek Lebira. Who is king? Who is in control? All the miracles are degolim, their flags, and the miracles signify and call out to the world, Yesh Manek Lebira. HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Hu Elokim, Takaf Bal Yecholes, Ubal Akochot Kulam. So the two interpretations in an ace are the same. So the Beis Yosef has a very famous kasha. Why do you have 8 days of Hanukkah when the ace was 7 days? One day is nature. There was enough oil for one day. The miracle was the other 7 days. So why do we have 8 days Hanukkah? Hundreds of tirutzim were presented and discussed regarding this kasha of the Beis Yosef. The one I am most fond of is, yes, 7 days of miracle, 8 days of Hanukkah. Because when you light 7 days, we hope that you realize that the 8th day is also a miracle. It is the greatest miracle, the miracle of Teva. So towards the end of Masechet Talis, the Gemara tells a story about Reb Chanina Mendoza. His daughter wants to light Neres Shabbos. It's not working. Candles don't light. And then she realizes, to her dismay, to her horror, that it's not shemen, it's not oil, it's vinegar. And that's why the fire isn't catching on. And she cries to her father, and Reb Chanina Mendoza says, "Biti ma'ich beslach, misho amal Hashem is v'yadlik, yoyim alachayim is v'yadlik." And everybody talks about the miracle. But Reb Chanina Mendoza, miracles were commonplace. Interesting phenomenon, the entire Shas, Shishas in the Mishnah, there's not even one halachic statement by Reb Chanina Mendoza. All we know about Reb Chanina Mendoza is miracles. He was the Baal Shem Tov of Tkufis HaMishnah. So the Chiddush is not a miracle. I think we need to observe and think about, what is he saying? What are the words? Biti ma'ich paslach. What do you care, my dear daughter? Don't cry. Don't be sad. Mishom Hashem Zadir Mechom Zviadlik. But probably Reb Chanina Mendoza's daughter, if she learned the Mesankam and she knew anything about science, probably she said, "Aval Abba, they're not the same. Shemen is inflammable. Vinegar, chomis, is not." Reb Chanina Mendoza knows that. But what he means to say is, why is oil inflammable and vinegar is not? Because that's the way Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it. So I think right now a Kodesh Baruch Hu will agree that Chaimitz should also be inflammable. We need to lighten our Shabbos. And that is exactly what happened. So we all are aware that there's a system to the world and there are laws of nature. I think the Ramban knew that as well. The Ramban was not only the Gadol HaDor, he was a very worldly scholar. He was aware of the sciences. And that Rambam definitely was. He was the greatest physician and the greatest philosopher of his era. And that Rambam writes in Yud Gimel Ikra, "Mani mamin b'mun shalayim shaboy lisboh shamoy. Uboy levamani rekol abruim. V'hu levadi osa v'hoi sivyasa kol amasam." The Rambam definitely wasn't a batlan. So the pashut of reality is, yes, there are laws of nature. But who devised the laws of nature? Who put them into place? It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'oimek HaDevorim, Be'pnimiyus HaDevorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, He alone controls everything. And I say HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a million worlds, and each of these million worlds has its own unique, different set of physics, of chemistry, of biology, of hydrodynamics, and everything in between. And he could create a million worlds which would be totally spontaneous, without any determinism, without any laws. Sunday, the sun will rise in the east and go down in the west. Monday, it'll rise in the south and go down in the south. And a day later, it'll rise in the west and go down in the north. Spontaneous worlds, unpredictable. Everything is Biyad Hashem. There are laws of nature, but the one that controls the laws, the one that dictates the way the world ticks and works, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why he performed this, and we should be aware of that. And that is why we have 8 days of Hanukkah and not seven. Seven, so the 7 days that were miraculous, eight for the eighth day that was natural. Naturally miraculous. Miraculously natural. And that is the Nes of Teva. B'nei vino yemei shemoinu kavu shir eranonim. It is only the people of wisdom, insight, and understanding. They were the ones, yemei shemoinu kavu shir eranonim. So let us hope, Bekoroiv Biyameinu, yes, we should see, Menanisim HaGedoilim V'HaMefrasomim, Odamoide Benisim HaNestorim. We should see, Bekoroiv, the Nes of Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu. We should see, Bekoroiv, the Kohen Gadol, Meitu V'Madlakas HaNeiros, B'Menoris HaMor, B'Beis HaMikdash, Shia Bona בביאס גואל צדק במהרו ויומנו אמן.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון. 03-617-1111